Now, I just want to let you know that, again, I'm Stanley Harris, and I want you to know that this is an inspiring, awesome, and amazing moment for myself to share with those of you who are going through something, that this is definitely a great day. Let me just share this here with you. I want to impress upon you, not just to you, but upon you, that every day above ground is a delightful day. Every day above ground is a great day. You may be going through something right now. It may be so challenging to the point to where it causes you to say, you know what, I'm ready to give up. But I'm here to let you know, no, you will not give up. You can't give up, because that's not how you was made. You was made to go through what you're going through, because the light is brighter and greater on the other side. Why is it easy for me to say this to you? Because I have went through what you are going through right now. Whatever it may be, I was homeless for so many months. I ate out of the stores, the trash can. I did. I'm not ashamed to tell you, because I'm happy to tell you how I overcame. And if I never been through anything, I could never sit here and tell you how to overcome something. That would be virtually impossible. But I will say this, what's beneficial for me will definitely be beneficial for you. And all you have to do is just stay committed, stay motivationally driven towards what it is that you say you want and what it is that you believe in so highly. Don't let the illness that's inside you stop you from becoming the greatest person that ever lived. How can you do that? By exercising the faith and the belief that's in you. See, it's easy for people to say, oh, Stanley, you won't do this. Stanley, you can't do this. Stanley, you shouldn't do this. But you know what I said to them? Nothing. I told myself, I will, I can, I shall, I must. And I did it. And here I am on the end of greatness saying, wow. Had I listened to those people that told me that I couldn't, that I shouldn't, that I wouldn't, I would have been nothing. I wouldn't have amounted to anything, not within myself. So in order to help someone, I had to have helped myself first. I had to have gone through something. If one triumphed over adversity, that means that he or she has been through adversity. And I'm speaking of me right now, so I've been through adversity. So that's why I'm able to sit here and tell you how you can overcome adversity. It's not easy, but it's not difficult. It is challenging. So I will be the first to tell you that, no, it's not easy. But one thing's for certain, two things for sure. If you're willing to put forth a valiant effort and not allow the indecency or the incognitance of anybody to offset your course or to try to derail your thought process, then you can achieve greatness. Greatness is within your scope. All you have to do is believe it, want it, understand it, breathe it, bathe it, sit around in your house and think it. If you see it, it's already done. If you understand it, it's already done. If you have the opportunity to just say to yourself on a consistent basis, Stanley did it. He said it could be done. All I have to do is just believe in myself and do it. I'm here to let you know I am a living, walking, breathing example. And that's why I'm motivated and inspired to share with you that you can do it. Stop allowing people to tell you what you can and cannot do, because I know you can do it. Stay elevated and know that the greatest joy in life are those things more felt than seen. God bless you so much. Now become inspired and do what it is that needs to be done in your life. I'm Stanley Harris. Joys and absence of a mother. Are you familiar? Yes, let me throw that in there. Joys and absence of a mother. Go to Amazon.com. number one bestseller, telling you how you should react and respond to the living of your mom and the absence of your mom. You can do it. It's your choice. You owe it to yourself. God's mighty blessings upon you. Stay amazing as you are, as you should. Those of you who want me to come and speak at your school, your church, your workplace, connect with me. Email me, sbh345stanley@gmail.com. Again, that email address is sbh345stanley@gmail.com. I would love to come and speak to you, speak to your hearts, because every man, woman, boy, and girl needs inspired motivation. And who's better to share that motivation with them? Myself. God bless you. Take care of yourselves. Stay amazing as you are.